Well, hello guys, hey, nice to see ya. Now, as we know, Femon's causes get funded up to the hilt, don't they? There's so many programs and safety nets for Femons, it costs society billions. I heard they even have help when they have bad period pains. Yes, I think there's an organization for that, too. Well, being a guy, if they've ever had an erection for more than 4 hours, that can be like an ice cream headache. But no help for men. And sometimes the money comes from a different heading. You wouldn't know. But the money generally goes towards another Femon cause. So funny enough, this happened in Tenerife. Money was raised for £90,000 to help in gender violence, which actually is another Femon cause, really. But they didn't use the money for that. Being Femons, they used it for another important sort of function. They put on a twerking festival. Now, it's too bad, guys, you've missed it. It happened in 2022. I can't think of anything more exciting than seeing Femons twerk. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a twerking school somewhere, funded by the taxpayers, but don't even know it. Well, I don't know, maybe they should have a TV program, and the contestants could twerk and they could score points. And they either get through or they don't, and it goes on for weeks and months until there's the twerking final. Oh, really, but let's face it, guys, any Femon that twerks is a goddamn bimbo. But you see, guys, Femons aren't just scamming you out of your money. They've been scamming the government for years. And it's your money, guys. You're actually being double-tapped. It's kind of funny because the help and support programs for males you can write on the back of a postage stamp. And the males are the ones that keep the lights on. Anyway, I'm going to finish this video now. I'm going to do a bit of a twerk. And at my age, I might even put my hip out. Wait for the name, guys. A twerking influencer. Oh God, I need a beer badly. Take it easy.